Broadcasting live from the Georgia World Congress Center in Atlanta, Georgia, for the 2017 ATD International Conference and Exposition. It's time for Learning Insights, brought to you by Training Pros.
All right, Stone Payton, Lee Cantor here with you for day three at ATD 2017. And Learning Insights brought to you by our friends at Training Pros. Lee, right out of the box, going to be a marvelous segment. We got a doubleheader here. We got two folks. They are both from Alliance Residential Company. Please join me in welcoming to the broadcast Regional Performance Director. Is that your title, Amy, or did we get that messed up since we had a substitution?
No, that's perfect.
That's you
Regional
too.
Performance Director.
Amy Corcoran, right?
Yes, hello.
All right. We'll say hello to everybody
hello
out there.
Hello, everyone.
And we have Director of Learning and Performance, Mr. Topher Olson. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. So glad to be here.
Well, Topher, can you share a little bit about Alliance? What are you doing for folks?
Sure. Alliance Residential is the number seventh largest property
number
management
seven?
Company.
There's
yes, number seven.
There's a ranking board,
leaderboard?
There is
a ranking board. There is a leaderboard, and we are number seven, my friend.
Are we going up or down? How are we doing?
We are moving up. We are
right.
Hashtag drive to five right
there
now.
There you go.
So,
going for
yes,
five.
Drive right? for five.
That's
like
why
it.
They have people have performance in their name.
That's right. That's right. We're all about the performance.
All right. So what are you doing? So you're a residential builder?
Exactly. So we are a builder of multifamily communities all across the country, and we also fee manage several communities. So right now in our portfolio, we have about 305 communities with around roughly 100,000 units all across the country.
Now, does multifamily mean like apartments, or does that mean that kind of live, work, play things too?
Yes and yes.
Really?
So, yes, no. Multifamily is definitely apartments. That's the main part of our organization. However, in our industry, we are seeing a lot of this new idea of live, work, and play.
Right.
And so we are creating great common spaces for residents and, amenity spaces for them to take advantage of and really, create a lifestyle for themselves.
Where there's retail, at the bottom. And that
exactly,
kind of,
yes.
Are you seeing more of that? Is that a trend?
It is a trend, especially in our urban markets. We're seeing a lot more of that.
And what do people like about that? Just the convenience?
It is. It's that convenience factor where they can, like it says, live, work, and play. So we actually are creating even spaces where they can, we have a lot of telecommuters. So creating those kind of spaces.
Where there's
so
business centers, stuff.
Exactly.
Kind of conferences.
Yeah. Even one of our communities, I think I understand, actually has a rentable space. And the idea of, we're always, in the business to make money for our owners. And so that's now becoming an amenity that we can sell to our residents, but it also becomes a great revenue factor for our ownership.
Now, because of your growth, how do you handle the onboarding process?
Well, our onboarding process has really undergone a tremendous change over the past 18 months.
Because of Amy?
It is all because of Amy.
Thank you very much.
Amy is actually also, as part of her title as a regional performance director, actually does a lot of the training for our associates in that particular piece. So we actually partnered with our talent department, with our vice president of talent, Greta Schneider, and we've come together to really form this really great blended learning approach with a combination of some e-learning, some virtually led instruction, and then the coaching component. So really those three factors working together, in addition to some other activities that the associates are responsible for. So that's kind of creating that 70% that everybody's kind of talking about,
right?
The big
70-30-20. You're not in the counting.
It's 110%. We get at Alliance, we give 110%. There we go. That's right.
But we also implemented the universal start date, which is something that's been hugely beneficial, expedites that onboarding process. We're able to unify our sales force because the teams are all taking that virtual training the first 4 days of their onboarding, and then we get them in the field by the second week. So we've seen tremendous success from implementing that universal start date. It's been really beneficial for our teams.
Now, when you're kind of creating an onboarding process, you want to train them and teach them, but you also want to get the culture of the company. How do you kind of give them that flavor as well?
Yeah, that's a really great question and something that's really important to us. At Alliance, we kind of train our associates all the time that we work hard. We are we are a fast-moving, growing company. But at the other end of that, we play hard too. We have a lot of fun and create a lot of culture. And so I think we balance that out through our coaching program, actually. So we have an onboarding coaching specialist who actually really does handle those touch points. So integrates the idea that we have resources available to them, kind of reinforces some of the training concepts that they get in our e-learning and virtual instruction, and just has it you know, really done a nice job of creating this little cadre, so to speak, as they move through that onboarding process.
So they're kind of in it together?
Exactly.
It's like kind of a cohort?
Exactly.
Absolutely. And also just the method of delivering that training. I mean, we engage them at every step of the process through our WebExing, and they're able to take their polls and use their chat and their annotation tools. So it's a very interactive training platform that we use, which makes it fun and colorful and really is indicative of the culture of our company.
Yeah, Amy even sings to them.
It's really?
Phenomenal.
They're singing?
Yeah. Sometimes we do movie quotes. Sometimes we make comments about my hair. I mean, we just let it fly. It's a lot of fun.
All right, so I got to know Amy. I want to ask both of you, but backstory, how did you get into this line of work? Have you always done this, or did you have a real job at some point?
A real job? This is not a real job.
Actually, well, I don't think it is for you.
No, you know what's so funny is I think a lot of people fall into property management on some level. You don't necessarily go to school, or you didn't back in
my time period.
You
mean as a little girl, you weren't dreaming one day?
I was always Indians and property managers.
What's so funny is I had no idea how amazing property management was when I was younger, but I actually did fall into it because I had a sister in the industry, and I've been in it now for 25 years. I can't believe I can say that. I started when I was 12. So 25 years, and I love it. I can't imagine doing anything else. I have the greatest job in the world. I work with the greatest people, and it's a fantastic industry. We provide a great service for people. Topher, yeah. What about you?
Yeah, so I fell into it as well.
You have a sister in the property management business as well?
Or you knew Amy?
No, not a, I just knew
the
Amy.
The original, yeah, Topher. No. Come on, man. Make something up if you have to.
I'm working on it. I'm working on it. No, I actually got into it by happenstance. I had just finished up a second master's program in education, and so I was a school teacher by trade, and a friend of mine who I had no idea what she did, she said, hey, I need a corporate trainer. I said, I can do that.
How different are they, really?
That's right, exactly.
You know, sit down, give me your milk money.
And that's exactly right. I mean, sometimes I feel like I'm training kindergartners. But no, she just came up to me at the gym one day and said, hey, I need a corporate trainer. I said, why not? And then I found out she did property management. I said, I lived in an apartment once, right. So I can do that.
How hard can that be?
So how hard can that be? So yeah, it has been a great road. And I have to say, Alliance is a phenomenal organization to work for. It's just super fun. We have a really awesome culture and great people to work with. So
and yeah. Great longevity with our and retention. I've been with them for 7 years. You've been with us for over five.
Yeah.
And we see that we've got a great retention with the associates. And I think a lot of that has to do with the culture and the engagement. It's just a great place to work.
Now, how are you guys leveraging the technology when you're kind of working with your team? You mentioned some of the things.
Right. I mean, we're very proud of the fact we're a technologically driven company,
right.
And a performance driven company. So, you know, we have technology all throughout the different facets of what we're managing for the sales force I can speak to. I mean, we're using our iPad technology, lead management systems, anything we can do to enhance the experience for our clientele and our customer base. So we're very forward thinking. And again, it's all about creating a unique and memorable experience for our clients.
This summer, we're actually going to launch our summer sales campaign. It's going to be called Amplify, A Sense of Home, and we're super excited about that. And one of the things that we're incorporating is actually the use of an app. So our sales associates are going to
be... Is this the first app?
This is the first... Well, we actually used it at... we host a national conference... an internal national conference every year for our managers, and we launched it. We get them all together in person, so it's about 500 people all said and done.
Sounds
we have a
dangerous.
Trade show. It's, yeah. It
a
is.
Trade show?
When you have 500 people like Amy, I mean, that's...
Oh, it's fantastic.
So is this something you're looking forward to or dreading?
We love it. Oh,
we
gosh.
Love it. We have great love speakers it. And
really?
A full trade show.
So where
show.
Do you do it? At headquarters?
At headquarters, yeah. Where's in
that?
Phoenix.
In Phoenix,
yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, we have Business Radio X has a brand new studio going up week after next in Phoenix.
In Tempe. Yeah. Awesome.
Tempe,
that's in my neck of the woods.
Really?
So, yes,
wow.
For
we'll
sure.
Get you hooked up. Yeah.
Very good. Yeah, so we bring them out. So we actually launched the app as part of the conference. You
that
know,
was
very
last
much
year?
Like,
it just happened this year?
This happened this year.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, very much like the ATD app, you know, it has the schedule and
right.
stuff. But we had a whole social engagement piece of the app, which was really great. And we had some internal contests of who can
Twitter
take the
feed.
Twitter feeds
yeah.
and who can make the most posts. And what was really funny is that our executive vice president on the West Coast, Tracy Brunetti, did a phenomenal job with this app. I mean, she was out for blood and she posted.
She wanted to win.
I mean,
was there a prize?
Did.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
bragging rights.
Bragging lightning
that
rides.
Was enough.
And that's all enough. That's all she needed. So we're actually taking that technology and we're going to be using it with our sales associates this summer. So we're going to be talking about the sales process. We actually partnership with Dale Carnegie. Uh-huh. And so we deliver the Dale Carnegie sales principles virtual to our sales associates. And we're going to be, you know, really working on those principles and using that social engagement piece to demonstrate how they're using those principles out in the field.
So now, is that this virtual, is that when you talk about a virtual platform? Is that what you're referring to?
Well, we different? Actually, I think it's all kind of part of the same. So, you know, we, because we are, you know, we're 300 communities strong, and all those communities are spread out geographically all across the country. And right. so for us, it's really hard to deliver a lot of in-person instruction.
Right.
So we leveraged, and we have Cornerstone as our learning management system. So we have
man,
our branded.
Man, you're plugging everybody.
Hey, I want to get our, I want to keep our people happy.
We're going to have to send invoices.
This just in, Cornerstone, LMS. So we leverage Alliance University is how we branded it. Uh-huh. And so what's great is that, you know, we can deliver that content very quickly. So so the virtual program that I speak of is really really in Amy's field of delivering virtually led instruction to our associates.
Right. And just that learning management system is so robust. It really gives them such a varied amount of resources and learning curriculum and tools at their fingertips, and it gives them the convenience of starting and stopping modules anytime that they have a break.
Right, it's on demand, right?
Yeah, it's on demand. It's fantastic. It's just been a great experience for us. And then again, that virtual aspect of the webcams and seeing the same people in the class and building that support base when we're doing the onboarding and the additional training that we offer, it just makes it's very unique. And we find there's not a lot of industries that are embracing that technology
right.
that
and
we are.
And you guys are going all in.
Oh, we are. We're beyond that. We're creating yes. the technology. Right. We go to these companies and say, this is what we want. Now build
and make it.
Make
it for
yeah.
us.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Now, do you have the challenge of having multiple generations working where you have to kind of change the learning?
That's kind of why we're here. So to learn about those different demographics and the millennials and how we deliver that content. And yeah, I mean, we want to be relevant. We want to understand right. the different capabilities of the associates we're onboarding. The beauty of this virtual training is that we will see people that are brand new in the industry, and then I might have a new manager with us that has 20 years experience. And through that virtual technology, we can share stories, we can build that camaraderie, we can learn from each other. So it's not just that instructor, you know,
right,
giving them
up,
the
right.
same dialogue and here's what we're going to do. It really makes it a colorful and cohesive experience for the associates.
Yeah, we're actually, another thing that we've implemented, I think this is our seventh year to do it, is we have a really strong, robust internship program. So we're actually going out to the colleges. We're finding people in the hospitality industry uh-huh. and actually other industries too. And they come out to us and they work for us for about 11 or 12 weeks. We give them the 1 week onboarding with Amy, and it's been an incredible, incredible experience. And you know, just to have these, you know, these young kids really super excited, and they have become some of our best leasers.
Yeah.
And they've come around, you know, we've had a couple of repeat interns, so they'll come back a second year.
Maybe now you got them now.
Exactly.
Yeah, you get them on full time. And yeah. you get an intern. See, Topher's
I know.
So
I'm so excited.
Excited.
I get my own intern this summer. So, yes.
Because you won that social media contest.
Right? That's right. That's right. Interns brought to you by Topher.
Now, you mentioned that this onboarding was kind of new, though. How are you measuring the success of it? Are you benchmarking against what you used to have?
Exactly. So what we are looking at...
We're looking at pre-Amy and post-Amy.
That's right. That's right.
Well, I won't comment on pre-Amy, but post-Amy is unbelievable.
One of the reasons we actually started with our sales associate position is because, you know, it is more of an entry-level position, right? So, and we see that, you know, across industries that, you know, that entry-level sales position is a little bit difficult to retain. So what we did is we kind of took some metrics and we looked at kind of our turnover, and that's a big, you know,
right,
thing
sure.
for us. So we had a lot of turnover in that position. So we thought, you know, hey, what can we do to really put our heads together and really kind of tackle that? So... Yeah, through that kind of combination with talent and learning and performance. And then we also kind of pull in the idea of having key performance indicators. So mm-hmm. all of our sales associates are measured in, you know, roughly six different components, you know, everything
like
from
closing. Twitter followers.
Not so much. they are about the Twitter. We need to start tweeting, apparently.
That's pretty exciting.
Yes, but no, we look more like at closing ratios,
right. Yeah,
call conversion.
Yeah,
yes, exactly.
Way, makes way more sense.
So, So we look at those. And so what we've actually seen is through the implementation of this program is that our turnover results are going down. So we've seen
that
already.
That's a win. That's a high five moment, right?
Exactly. And they're actually outperforming our folks that kind of came in before we kind of implemented this kind of three-tiered strategy. So it's been great.
The signs are looking in, going in the right direction.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
So the show's kind of winding down now. What do you guys got planned? Have you done everything?
We've seen and done it all. I think we're going to hit a couple more of the sessions, and then we'll be flying out today. We've been here since Saturday.
You got bonus time.
So you're all full Atlanta conference now. Mode.
Yeah, this is our first time to this event. I brought my entire team of 14 people.
Wow.
So it's been a phenomenal experience.
So how do you judge a successful show? Like when you go back,
well, I think
how many interviews you've done, how many radio interviews?
And so we did the best radio interview ever. So to me, it's a win. Go. We've won.
That's it.
So yeah.
Now, how do you really when you go back? There's 14 of you. How you're going to kind of debrief? What are you going to kind of get?
Exactly. No, that's a great question. We actually talked over that about breakfast. We're trying to kind of formalize how we're going to do that because it's because our team is so large now. Trying to kind of figure out some kind of systematic way of looking at that. So we're all going to, kind of draft up, what well and, where we saw success. And then really, I think that, for us, the two big things is, constantly looking at our vendors, who provides us educational services and vetting out that. We're really looking into that, increasing that social platform. So maybe doing a little bit more Twittering and connecting socially. So trying to find that. So that's a big kind of hunt that we're on right now. Then looking at a lot of the classes that were offered, you can only be at one place at one time.
Right.
And there were some really great sessions.
So you divide and conquer.
We divided and conquered, right. So now we need to kind of go back and share.
Compare notes.
Exactly.
Well, and what was great about the conference is we have so many different positions that we brought today. So we were able to really capitalize on that. So you might have been in training, you might be in performance.
Right, there was something for everyone.
Something for everyone. Yeah, we'll take the best of it back with us, and it's been a great experience.
Well, what a marvelous way to kick off the third and final day here at this show. Thank you both for coming and hanging with us.
Thank you so much for
it's
having
great.
Us. Awesome.
All right, we'll be back in a few from ATD 2017.
This has been a special Business Radio X production brought to you by Training Pros, your source for local learning and development experts. Learn more at training-pros.com.